get through this.
Call the meeting to order. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Somebody like to take roll call?
Sure. George Peros.
Here.
Stacy Borgens is here. Mary Kenny.
Here.
And Barb Rains is here. And Sue Kay is here.
All righty. The topic of this meeting is, there it is. The only topic I guess we have is on the rental or lease of the space for part of the Mary Drew building, as I would call it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, accepting the district office here. We had a meeting this morning with our attorney. Barb and I attended it along with Jim. Is it Jeff?
Jim Jakubowski.
Jakubowski, okay.
Frank.
Frank.
And Jack. And Susan.
So, basically, we reviewed the lease that they present us. We also reviewed what our attorney had sent back as far as his comments go. And we also reviewed other pertinent data, such as the our policy where it talks anywhere about potential leases or rental property and any other documentation that we had. Jim, I know, came up with some very valid questions that, you know, just needed to be answered in order for us to proceed one way or the other. So because of this, I think you have the original packet in front of you now. There was some key subjects that we discussed this morning, some of which are the phone system and what will we do, you know, if they were to want phones over there, and the expense that would be incurred to do such a thing would be into the thousands if we needed to start working and separating the phone system over there from, because all the phone system, if I'm correct, is all over there, including ours.
That's correct.
So we'd have to try and separate it somehow, so it's going to be a that part, this part type situation. Same thing with the air conditioning and the heating. There's three different zones over there, so we'd have to, you know, look at what zones they're going to be in and what we have to heat, what they want us to pay for in comparison to what we believe we should be paying for, such as taxes, utilities, any kind of maintenance and upkeep. We don't know whether they're going to want internet service over there and how that'll be handled. We do have storage facilities over there for our utilities, for our phone service, that we would have to determine how we're going to secure those, how they would have access to anything that's of that nature, you know, the different time frames that would be involved. We would have to probably, you know, at least at the minimum get the locks changed on some of the doors over there so that they don't have keys that actually operate multiple doors, at least the doors that we would want more secure. So these are the questions that came up, and did everybody get a copy, I believe, of this? So this is this was their indication of, am I correct, this is theirs?
This is theirs on the left-hand side.
Ah, you did a change on it.
And
okay.
Then we put it against our policy and our
okay.
Amounts on the right-hand side.
Okay, so you did something different. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the... Okay, so you can kind of get an idea that we looked at policy. They were going to charge a $20 an hour fee, mm-hmm, across the board, and our policy at the present time indicates that, except for the gym, which is $35 an hour, basically all the others, the school rooms, are $25 an hour. So, and you can see the difference in the bottom line there as to what it would be based on an annual basis. So, Barb tried to get a hold of them this afternoon, and to no avail because the gentleman, he's out of town. So we weren't able to discuss this matter with him. The other thing that we looked at is, if you in your packet have a should have the diagrams of the area. Do they have those or?
They have the two.
Okay, that's all. That's all that's needed, really.
Yeah, these two is what you should have in your packet for what for the September 2012, and then if they want to bring the Sunday usage in.
Yeah, as you can see, the weekly usage is on the one that's titled for September 2012. That's their basically their weekly usage. And on the right is their possible Sunday usage. A lot of things interfere in their possible Sunday usage, and even a little bit in their weekly usage, because they're a little bit more spread out and they're not confined to certain areas. So they're going to be going into different heating, air conditioning units, you know, different places there. The places that are secure are going to be not be able to be that secure, because there's about at least three different places that we have some sort of secure area over there, either for phones, for utilities, whatever. So Susan and I believe both gentlemen, the three of you, came up with one suggestion, which is if you take the corridor, which is immediately to the right, as I look at the map.
It's a visual for you.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, so that you could see. This is the big gym.
Right.
So this is, if you do it in a quadrant here, this is a zone. We can secure off this zone, and then if there's any potential future, we see we still have this area wide open. So you could take their area and you can match it down, like George was saying, you could go into this one zone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a way then to, you know, do the block so that there's no access to the rest of the building.
You move them all over to the left into that one zone, give them a few.
Well, they have very large spaces that they create.
And where you have the, I think it looks like blue or aqua from here, they would have access to those rooms also, so that, you know, they may be short a room or two, school room or two, but we keep them all over there. They're in one zone. We can then secure the doors to the corridor, the east-west corridors, if you catch my drift there. Mm-hmm. And there's basically, looks like three places that we can secure those. So they basically would be staying over to the left side.
Mm-hmm.
That puts them into one specific spot, which I think was a very good idea from the group. And the other thing, too, is that we talked about the fact that if something comes down the road for 843, they then would have access to one of the other sections or both, whatever they need, but they could use another section. They would also have access to a gym.
Right.
So they didn't really have to bother, I don't think, with the big one. They would still have the access to the small one. They would still have access to, I believe they'd have access to the kitchen. They should have access to the kitchen. So that's the way we kind of looked at it. We really are kind of at a standstill now until we do talk to Cornerstone and see, you know, explain to them what we're looking at here and what they want to do or not do, price-wise and everything else.
And we do have a tentative meeting 2 o'clock on Tuesday. Oh, excuse me, 10 o'clock on Tuesday
with the gentleman from Cornerstone.
Oh, okay.
If that meets your schedule, it's just a tentative.
Sure.
Tentative meeting.
Okay, next Tuesday at 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then
we'll explain all this to them.
Exactly, because right now this is more of a, you know, their proposal was to us, and now we need to refine it and bring it back to them, and we have so many different things to review.
Do you have a copy of Jim's questions?
They should be.
Or is that in the packet?
I believe it's in the packet.
Okay.
I had a couple questions, actually.
Go ahead.
Sure. Is there any commission on this being paid to anybody? Was this brought to us by a realtor, or was just brought by the church?
Actually, they came to us.
Okay.
Solicited.
So that's good. The term for the lease is 2 years,
yes,
correct?
Okay.
It is, but I, you know, just strongly urge to reconsider perhaps a yearly lease at this
at
point
least
in time.
I would say a year
time
to start,
because mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would feel very comfortable. And I just really wanted to go over the ALK clauses just one more time, you know, before we agreed on any of
mm-hmm.
that. Are they going to be giving us any security deposit, or we're just going to go with their...
Not according to their...
Right.
This is their...
This is their contract?
I did, but thank you very much.
Are these just different breakdowns, or what?
Yes.
They wanted to come in phase.
That's weekly. Isn't that their...
Weekly, Sunday only. Right now, their Sunday and use is in...
Oh, okay.
If you look at this, well, not this chart, this, you know, if you look at the chart that you've got, kind of see where they're at, like Tuesday a.m., Tuesday p.m. Sunday is the worship, so they're going to want more
them,
space.
Yeah.
They say what they want. This was their lease.
Where it came from. I wasn't 100%.
They brought to us cold. And we came up with a lot of questions this morning, both verbal, and like I said, Jim had a bunch that were in writing, because he had some good questions here. Who's maintaining it? Who's going to be the janitorial service? Who changes the toilet paper? I mean, these are things.
These are very valid questions.
Yeah. PA system. You know, we have one over there. They're going to need it.
Yeah, because I had utilities. Then my other concern was on the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Before we allow anyone to work in our buildings, we require that they go through the fingerprinting thing. And I would want to make sure that the people who had access to the keys, mm-hmm. I mean, I know it said pastor this or whatever, and I respect that position, but some of the other ones, you know, would be...
Yeah, that's why they have a key holder agreement.
Okay, so that's... Mm-hmm. Okay, I just want to make sure that was taken care of. So there's no security deposit. It's just they're going to hand over their certificate of assurance. Insurance, I should say.
Again, this is their lease, so we have built into it what we want. If we want a deposit of some sort, damage type deposit, we can put that in there. We haven't countered their lease.
Okay.
So,
good to know.
Anything else? No. I mean, we're ready at a standstill until... Next Tuesday.
Meet with them.
But we got our initial questions with Mr. Nemenek, and Mr. Peros were very helpful in just helping us, because we're not in the business. And just to give us an idea of the areas to review and how to start to tighten up the conversation, I know that Cornerstone is looking to be in wherever they're going to be September 1st, just for their office space, not necessarily for the...
Do we know which configuration is their office space?
They originally put that, Mary, right here.
Yes,
right.
Their offices, but...
It's right inside that square that they go 1,000 square feet. That's, mm-hmm. And then they say all week. Mm-hmm. That's where they're going to have office space.
But what we would do is we would suggest that just because of zoning and air conditioning and whatnot, that they reconfigure themselves in this part from here over, and this goes away.
Well, that I get. I'm just looking for
These are large rooms where, especially this room, which is where the PE teacher had her office. It was a room about half of the size that you could construct into several offices.
Or where we had receiving?
No, right over here. It's right within here. There's a huge room. Here or...
I mean, it's fine. Not
hard. It's hard to tell on this one.
Yeah, I'd like to keep it to 1 year.
Think about, 8:40.
Oh, here you go. See the difference.
Mm-hmm. And if they do, you got these people all over the place.
Yeah.
There's another consideration, too.
Blackened out.
The other consideration is the park district.
That's on my list.
See, we caught you.
They're close today, so we could not call and ask them about what their Sundays look like in terms of ball games and parking.
On Sunday, they're going to have church services. They're going to take up parking places. We don't know how big their church is, how many people come, whether it's going to be within our parking lots, or are they going to use street parking also. But at the same time, Park District uses our ball diamonds. And they're going to have people that would come in and,
That's usually late.
That's why we wanted to check with them. And we couldn't, so they weren't open.
Right.
We talked with Lincoln Way on their thoughts. I mean, if they're using East right now, they might have some sort of thought process of Or is that they're trying to keep this confidential?
I don't know. Do you know what they use at Mountain Lion? Is it strictly the auditorium? All I know is they have to confirm it.
Well, I suppose it's like a background check. Maybe you need to give them a call and just ask
them
what
they've
been
using.
Paying
for rent. I mean, maybe they're looking to, you know, the economy. Everybody's looking
sure.
to pay a little less.
The unfortunate thing is
we
that's
know
our policy.
Don't have office space
mm-hmm.
there.
Those
I don't have a problem with that.
But those are our policies for
kind of
more like hourly rentals,
Sunday.
You know.
When I saw
hourly,
I thought it was an odd number.
An annual rent is going to be a lot more than $20 an hour.
So those are things you might want to ask.
Because, you know, a normal lease that I deal with you know, corporations, I see their leases, they're talking about, you know, everything, garbage removal,
exactly.
rent, you know, janitorial. They're talking about every little thing that who's liable for it back
exactly.
and forth. And here they're basically, you know, saying the liability's on you and we're going to pay you $20.
Those are things my lease for the office is 12 pages long, for goodness sake.
Oh, yeah.
That's a small space.
George's, what you were speaking to was on Exhibit B, it says fee exclusion for the rental. And then we were talking about,
what was the terminology we used, Susan? We were talking about that we were going to lump some mm-hmm. of these fees into, not a usage, a
utilization, that's it, utilization fee.
Yeah, that's in there.
That's in there as well, because right now they're requesting mm-hmm. not to pay utility.
Right, and we, if any, we would be liable for taxes. And I don't want to put myself in a tax-paying situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if, as we explained this morning, if we rent that out to them, that is no longer a school under our, you know, under our jurisdiction that is tax-exempt.
But a church is
tax-exempt. Okay. But we're renting it out and we're collecting a rental fee. And that potentially could be taxable, at least that portion could be a taxable, you know, say 50%, 40%, whatever it might be. They could tax it. Doubtful, but they, you know, just you got to keep that in mind. And I just don't want to see us with that liability.
Right.
Now,
these are all really good questions.
Yeah. Are they at East now? Or were they at East?
Central. I thought they were at East, but I may be wrong. But, mm-hmm. I mean, we haven't, like I said, this is just our first blush
yeah.
to their proposal.
There's also, I don't know if there's any affiliation, but there's also a place in Joliet called Cornerstone Services.
Yeah.
So they're not affiliated?
I don't think so, because that's a separate entity. They work with handicapped adults.
Right.
And
okay.
Kind of
I didn't know though if it was a subsidiary or anything like that. Anything else?
Oh, we definitely need some more facts, right?
Mm-hmm. So will we be discussing this at the next meeting?
I think it's actually too soon. I think if we meet with him on Tuesday and we tell him all the alterations we are looking at, he's either going to say, it's been nice knowing you, or he's going to say, I got to take it back to my board. And think. They are trying to take over that part of the building by the 1st of September, 1st of September, because they don't have a place, according to what I've heard. And they need office space, things like that. I don't think we're in any position to run this through prior to September 1st or anything like that. I think mm-hmm. this is something that we're looking at, you know, September, October, something like that. Because right now, you know what, we're opening the doors next Wednesday to our schools, and I think that is a lot more important than these issues. And unfortunately, everything has to be taken care of, so we'll meet with this gentleman Tuesday. But to try and, you know, have administration spend their waking hours trying to work on this the next week or two compared to, you know, trying to make sure that there's teachers and, you know, whatever else, you know, the kids are all taken care of. That's I think, is the priority at this time.
Appreciate that.
Well, I mean, I think it's only right. I mean, I understand they may be in a bind for office space, but, you know, if that's what they're needing, there's plenty of spaces that are vacant at the present time that they can, you know, they can go rent temporarily to tide them over. You know, I don't know what they're going to do on Sundays, but that's... if there's nothing further, everything's, I see everything's on there, though. We have everything on, so that's fine. I assume there's no public comments, since you are the public. Well, yeah. See, you were 50%, now you're 100%. Future meeting dates, August the 22nd at the Administration Center, 7 o'clock, and September 12th, Administration, 7 p.m. Entertain a moment. I'll entertain something to adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
Second. Or so moved.
Second. All right. So moved and adjourned.
Aye.
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 Okay. That was easy.
Okay.